Hello and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and in the studio today we have Kinsley, a freshman student preparing for her very first big band holiday jukebox here on the SIBO campus. Kinsley, go ahead and introduce yourself if you don't mind.
My name is Kinsley Wardle. I'm a freshman, and I'm a double major in musical theater and dance. And I'm in the big band holiday jukebox concert coming up.
Welcome. I'm so excited. My first question, I guess, is what is big band to you?
This is my first main stage production with the conservatory, and it's honestly been kind of fun. It's laid back, but it's just a lot of holiday music, good vibes.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Are you in the ensemble? Do you have any solos for this year?
So the way big band works is we have a lot of ensemble pieces where we're all singing together with the jazz band, mm-hmm. but there's also several solo pieces or just other things in general. So I'm in a quartet. We're singing We Are Lights, which is a Hanukkah song. It's very beautiful. Yeah. It's been fun to work on it. And I've also been doing some like choreography and blocking for some of the ensemble pieces.
Is it difficult to work with so many different departments because you've got like so many different inner workings?
Yes.
When it comes to big band,
I think the hardest part has been rehearsals. Just everyone is in so many other different organizations or in their own shows with their own departments that sometimes we're rehearsing and we don't have everyone in the room that we need, which right. makes sense, and we're able to work around that with something like big band. But I definitely know there's been times where working on the quartet I'm in, we've like just barely had all four of us in the room at the same time, and
right.
our concert's coming up. But it's really cool to work with so many people because with musical theater, you're in your classes with just, honestly, the other musical theater students, mm-hmm. except for any of your main campus gen eds. So working with people from different departments really gives you a good feel of the people at the school, but also their backgrounds and just the music they create. So it's just a melting pot of all different kinds of music styles and love for music.
Yeah, that's very interesting to me. I was a BA for a time.
Oh, yeah.
And it's theater itself is just so many different working parts
it
with
is.
The different technical sides. And as a BA, I really got to see lots of those
mm-hmm.
different pieces.
It's awesome.
So it's interesting to hear that musical theater is a little more isolated.
I mean, I think later on you get a little more of other people in the groups.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in acting, we have acting majors in that class. And also some of my classes like ballet or class voice, we have some other people. But for the most part, right now, we're taking a lot of the classes that just are for a major. So you just have a lot of your musical theater people, and you see other people in the conservatory around, or I have a couple classes on main campus, so I see some other people. But working on big band has been nice to just actually connect with other people
mm-hmm.
on campus and other musicians.
Do you have any Christmas traditions or tunes that are especially important to you?
That's a good question. I love the Christmas waltz. I think my mom and I just watched a Hallmark movie like years ago, and
mm-hmm.
that's for some reason that was the theme of the movie, and so I just kind of snatched onto that. Back home, I did choir outside of school with this youth choir company, which was honestly such an awesome experience. Every Christmas concert, we would sing Oh Holy Night. So that's a part of the season that I'm definitely going to miss this year,
mm-hmm.
not doing that, but that's a big one. As for Christmas traditions, I don't know. We usually keep Christmas pretty chill at my house. We do like Christmas breakfast
mm-hmm.
after opening stockings, and then we do Christmas presents like one by one. So it's a pretty elongated day, but it's nice.
Yeah, I love that. I always like to open up the floor to my guests. Is there anything that you'd like to highlight about big band, about your college experience so far?
Big band is going to be super awesome. There are so many soloists and ensemble pieces, and just from what we've put together so far, it's just very, very good vibes. There's a lot of Christmas music, but there's a lot of other holiday music, and I think it's just going to be a good time. It's been filling my Christmas bucket in November, so
mm-hmm.
getting me excited for the holidays.
Awesome. And can you give me those concert dates?
The concert dates are December 5th and 6th in the Bedell on River Campus.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in the studio
yes,
with me
absolutely.
Today.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. Remember, that concert will be December 5th and 6th at 7:30 p.m. in the Bedell Performance Hall. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.